AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The Gulf Coast is bracing for flooding as a storm system builds into a possible tropical depression. The National Hurricane System says a system over the Florida Panhandle has a 40% chance of becoming a tropical depression as it moves west over the Gulf towards southeastern Louisiana. The tropical weather will affect Alabama and Mississippi as well. A tsunami warning for parts of Alaska has been downgraded.
Communities in an area along a 700-mile stretch of Alaska's southern coast ordered residents to higher ground after a powerful earthquake, but officials quickly downgraded their tsunami warning for the region. The earthquake, with a preliminary magnitude of 7.3, struck at 12:37 p.m. local time south of Sand Point, a community of about 600 people on Pop-Pop Island in the Aleutian Island chain. The first waves were projected to land there, but the state's Emergency Management Division says an hour following the quake that it had not received any reports of damage. The quake was felt as far away as Anchorage, almost 600 miles to the northeast. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Senate has passed about $9 billion in federal spending cuts requested by President Trump. They include deep reductions to public broadcasting and foreign aid, moving forward on one of the president's top priorities, despite concerns from several Republican senators. The legislation now moves to the House. A U.S. Army veteran who was arrested during an immigration raid says he plans to sue the federal government for wrongful detention. George Redis was arrested during an immigration raid at a Southern California marijuana farm last week. He says he was sprayed with tear gas and pepper spray before being dragged from his vehicle and pinned down by federal agents who arrested him. World shares have been mostly higher today with U.S. futures mixed. This is AP News. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on another potential change at airport security checkpoints.
There could be another big change coming at airport security checkpoints. Last week,
TSA will no longer require travelers to remove their shoes when they go through our security checkpoints.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the next big one may be about liquids, suggesting possible changes to the amount travelers can have in carry-on bags. During a conference hosted by The Hill, Noem did not give any details about the changes or how fast travelers may see them. For now, they're allowed to carry on 3.4 ounces or less per item. That's a policy put in place after a 2006 plot to use liquid explosives in carry-ons to blow up planes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.